How to Destroy a Perfectly Wonderful Life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. How to Destroy a Perfectly Wonderful Life. How to destroy a perfectly wonderful life. How to destroy a perfectly wonderful life. Possess it. Every time we possess anything, we destroy it. We possess our children, and they can't wait to get away from us. They love us dearly. They want us, but we possess them. We can't break the apron string. We cannot let them go. We have pets, and we can't let the pets be pets and enjoy themselves and come to terms with themselves. And we have three new kittens. And we have the three new kittens for one reason: to train our dogs to be unpossessed. To train our dogs to be able to look at these kittens and to see these kittens and enjoy these kittens and know these kittens are perfectly wonderful and perfectly able to be on their own without the dogs watching out over them. So the dogs take a new stance. Rex has had the kittens now for a number of days. And this morning, when I let the kittens out of their house, Rex was on his hassock, overlooking everything, and the kittens went to play right down below his nose. And they danced, and they sang, and they twisted and turned, and they jumped, and they leaped up toward Rex's nose, and he wagged his tail, he thumped it, thump, 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 perfectly happy. Now, if Rex had tried to possess the kittens continuously, he would not have developed the good relationship that is developing. And the relationship now is where the kittens want to come to Rex, and they want to walk around him, and they want to climb on him, and they want to do things. Now, and that's not fully developed yet, because Rex has been sort of a wild dog up to now. He was out after squirrels, and out after rabbits, and out after everything that was little and ran. And so now the kittens... Now the kittens are in such a state that Ellen is giving them all their attention, and Ellen is not putting first things first. Now, Ellen is possessed by what the kittens are doing and what her little love is doing, and it's a miniature pincher. And actually, the miniature pincher stands there, and its tail is cut off, but it wiggles it back and forth and back and forth as it looks at the cats. It says, I like these little guys. These little guys are closer to my size. They're real nice, but they don't pay attention to me. They walk under my legs, they walk around me, and they run away, and I run after them, and they look up at me as if, hey, we got you on a yo-yo. Ha, ha, ha. We own you. You don't own us. When we run, you run. Now, when you run, we don't run, but maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we'll follow you. Maybe one day you'll be like a big brother to us, and that'll be kind of nice too. Rex is getting to be sort of like a big brother, and they follow him around, and they want to be wherever he is because he's a big, loving person. Now, Rex could have never have had this experience, and Rex could have never grown to stop chasing little creatures if he hadn't been unconditionally loved by the kittens. The kittens don't know how to do one thing. They don't know how to live in any other moment than the now. The kittens absolutely live, and the kittens have another thing. They don't possess anything. They go and play with the toy, another kitten comes along, knocks them away off the toy, and they play with the toy. Then this kitten goes and plays with something else. It doesn't care. It does not own that toy. It does not own anything. And because it doesn't own anything, then it owns everything. Because as soon as the other one's done playing with it, it goes over and plays with it, and it doesn't care. It has no thought that, hey, you got my toy, you got my place, you got my thing. They go to the feed bowl, and if they want to get to the feed bowl and somebody else is there, they just put their nose in there and push it in there and shove the other person out of the way. And the other person, the other kitten doesn't feel like they're being pushed away. They're just feeling like, hey, if I were out there, I'd do the same thing. That's the way I get to the bowl. You got to get your nose in there. If you don't get your nose in there, you can't eat, you know? And so these kittens are teaching all of us lots of beautiful ideas. And it's lovely to watch each one of them. They stalk each other. they sort of approach each other, and then they leap on each other, and they dance with each other, and they just have fun. And then the next minute, they're doing something else. Mm-hmm. This morning, I found an interesting experience happening. I looked out the bathroom door, so I could look out the living room window, the sliding glass window, and there on my deck, there on the porch, was Rex's rug, where he goes and lays when he's laying down outside. And who should be working on that rug but a little sparrow? And it's a cute little sparrow. And this little sparrow was yanking away at the strings on the carpet. And it had two or three of them in its mouth, and it was yanking them for more. Finally, it set the strings down and then yanked them out and then got them and got a mouthful of string and flew away. Well, not more than 10 seconds later, it was back again. Its nest was not too far away, apparently. And so it came back and it was working for some more. Now Rex walked out the door and the bird flew away. And then as soon as Rex went away, the bird came back to get the string. The bird wasn't intimidated by Rex. It just didn't want to disturb Rex. It didn't want to let Rex feel that it was his possession. His carpet was being taken away. But that's right. Should the carpet be taken away, we'll get him another one. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah, of course.
We'll get him another one. Mm-hmm. And this is the big thing. How can we ever be possessed by anything when, if something happens, just get him another one? Or just go find another one? Now, this is an area that I find is so fascinating. Girls are girls. They're called females. And boys are boys. And they're called men, you know, or male. And the male and the female oftentimes want to have a relationship. And they want to love each other and they want to be close to each other. Not necessarily always sex. They might have sex, might not. But they want to have a relationship. They want to be the special person. They want to be engaged. They want to be, what do they say in high school? They want to be my boy. And there's a term for it. Steady, going steady. They want to go steady. You know what that means, go steady?
Yeah.
You don't know, Ellen?
No.
Having nobody else.
Having nobody else. Mm-hmm. Going steady means you and I are a thing. We are a thing. And nobody else better cut in on our thing. Nobody else better take this girl or take this boy away from this couple. And you see, Right from the beginning of relationships, we have the wrong idea. A boy and a girl, if they enjoy each other's company, and they enjoy each other's company so well that they don't need any other company to fulfill themselves, then that's fine. But the moment each other doesn't fulfill the other, then they don't have a thing anymore. The thing is broken. Yeah. And it may be broken on one side or the other side or both sides or not neither side. The parents may move away. And then here the boy or the girl is living in another town. And they're both living. Oh, I'll write to you forever. Well, another boy or another girl comes along in their life and they soon lose interest in the past because they're starting to live again in the now. Every time we live in the now, we live in the happiness that we are. Now, if you would like to have an eternal relationship, if you'd like to have a thing, if you'd like to have a go steady with anybody, first learn to go steady with yourself. First learn to go steady with yourself. First learn that you are the greatest person to be with, that you are the most fun to be with, that if you want to go to the theater, you can go to a theater and you can go alone. And if you want to go to the theater with somebody, you can go with your girlfriends or boyfriends. Or you can go with your steady. And if your steady wants to go to the show and you don't want to go to the show, he can go with somebody else. You know? But if you're possessed, if you're owned by somebody, then right away you can't go because you are cheating on each other. Well, in human life, there is no such thing as cheating because there's no such thing as marriage. Marriage is a state in essence or in theory where one man and one woman find fulfillment in each other. They do not look outside of their relationship for any fulfillment. They are totally happy, they are totally pleased, they are totally content. They do not feel that they need another man or another woman to make them content. Now, the man might have his men friends. And if he has his men friends, he is feeling content with his men friends. Now, if the woman has her lady friends, then she feels content with them. Now, a man cannot have men friends, and a woman cannot have woman friends. They can have people they bum around with. A woman might have women she bums around with, but they're not friends. Because there's only one friend. What does a friend mean? What does the word friend mean? Relationship and friend should sort of go together. A friend is someone who is totally accepting of you just the way you are and finding you to be the most perfect being in the universe just the way you are. They have maybe lots of friends, but you're a friend, and in their book, they don't want to change you. They don't want to make you into a better person, or they don't want to make you into a more happy person. They're just themselves. They're just themselves, and they accept you as you are, just yourself. So, when we say relationship, we say going steady, we say marriage, you cannot make a relationship. The relationship is not made in heaven. A relationship is made in your heart, where you feel content with another person. Now, you can have a relationship with your doctor. And your doctor can come in and put his hand on your forehead and say, there, there, you're okay now, everything's divine. Oh, thank you, doctor, thank you, you know. He healed you, you know. Because he healed you because he has a relationship with you. Now you say, well, he doesn't have sex with you. No, relationship doesn't mean sex. Sex is just like eating together. Sex is just like having a cigarette together. Sex is just like sitting down in a movie together. Those sex has been made into such a thing that it is it's a toy. It's something you possess. It's something you own. I own sex with you. I own sex with them. And, hey, that doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. Once your relationship is broken, you don't have sex with that person anymore. Once your marriage is broken, you don't go back and have sex with that person because that's just part. Maybe you like to have sex with them. Maybe that was a very wonderful thing, but they were not nice people otherwise. But the thing is, it goes away as a package. It goes away as a package. Now, if I say to Ellen, Ellen, you are a woman, and you are a very charming woman, and you are a very attentive woman, and Ellen, you think that my words are so important that you wouldn't let yourself be distracted by anything else in the world when I'm sharing them with you. And Ellen, the moment you're not interested in what I have to say, the moment you're not interested in what I am sharing with you as a sharer, then find yourself another sharer.
Oh, no.
Well, you see, you have to be consistent. I'm not saying I possess you. I don't care whether you listen or not. I don't care whether you hear me or not. And I don't care whether you do what I say or not. Now, I have talked to one girl for 15, 20 years, however long I've talked to her. And I have told her, because she is a very emotional lady and a very fine lady, and I have told her, do not allow yourself to be possessed by something. Do not chase after what you want. Be so desirable that what you want comes to you. Now, can you do that? No. You can't do it because you don't think you're so desirable. If you think you're the most desirable person in the world, then the people in your world that you would like to have in your world and have desire you cannot desire you because you don't desire yourself. And until you start desiring yourself, nobody else can desire you. They can use you. Oh my, can they use you, because you are so willing to give up who you are to get the semblance of what you think you want. But I can assure you, you don't want sex in this world. You want foreplay and afterplay, but you don't want sex. You want loving. You want caring. You want things that are going to make you feel fulfilled and happy and joyful. You don't want just that act. Those acts, like the act of masturbation, it's a simple, unimportant thing, and it happens and it's done. And people feel a release when they have it. But there's no love. There's no sense of caring. There's no sense of I respect my body. I respect the circumstances. I respect the world. There's nothing wrong with these things and nothing right with these things. But when you love yourself, you will have, if sexual expression is what you want, you will have an orgasm without even having any relationship to anybody. You just think it. You just think of a beautiful circumstance, and then you'll be there. Now, where are you? Where are you? How are you on this scale of beingness? It all falls down to one thing, Ellen. And what is that thing that it falls down to, Ellen?
Do I like me? I'm number one.
If you like yourself and you think you're number one, you got everything. And if you don't like yourself and you don't think you're number one, you have nothing. Because there's a lot of people who pretend that they like themselves. They pretend that they're number one, but they're not. Why is it my people just will not pay attention to it? Why is it when I give an order to the company here that they just won't do it? Why is it behind my back they talk about me? Why is it? Well, that's because you do that. That's because you have such a weak attitude, such a weak intention, that it's silly. Now, little love loves to go into the bathroom here and drink from the bowl of water on the floor. But when you close the bathroom door, he can't do that. And so there's nothing, no reason ever to have to close the bathroom door. And I have always told you, the bathroom door in my house is always open. If you're going to use the bathroom, you can close it. But when you come out, it's always open. And if it's not open, I take the bathroom door off. Because the bathroom door is always to be open. Now, that's just the way it is. If you love me, you love my way of doing things. You love what I, and you don't contest me. You don't say, no, I won't do that, you know. And what you want to do in your house is your business. What you want to do in your house is your business. But in my house, you do it the way I suggest it. Or if this is your house, I do it the way you suggest it. Now, is this your house? No. The embassy is your house. Sylvia has the citadel. And poor Ingeborg, she's got a room here in the monastery, but the monastery belongs to all of us. And so it goes by the monastery rules. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. If Ingeborg ever wants to close the door to her room, she's perfectly free to do so. But any other doors? No, they all remain open. Now, what is that all about? If she is possessed by the idea, I have a right to do this, I have a right to do that, what happens? What happens? What happens if she says she is?
It disappears. It's taken away.
Yeah, you lose everything. You lose everything, and nobody cooperates. Nobody cooperates at all. What's the matter? Is there something secret in there that he's looking for?
No, I think he wants to go. I don't know where he wants to go.
He wants to see that back room, because that's where he was learning to play with the kittens. Not that room.
No, he wants to go on his chair.
Oh, well, let him go on his chair then. Go ahead. The kittens aren't going to get in trouble, Ellen. We know where the kittens are. And when it's time to find the kittens, then you listen for their purring while they're sleeping and go pick them up. But don't be possessed. I say don't be possessed, but that's easy to say. To not be possessed is another thing. If you want something, don't chase after it. Be it yourself. If you want love, be loving. If you want a relationship, be the most desirable being that your friend, your beloved, your whomever is. I would say if we could train people in how to have perfect marriages, we would train them first to be themselves, to love themselves absolutely. Then, as they love themselves absolutely, what happens? Everybody wants to be in their world. Everybody, and do you have the ideal wife? Well, I don't want the ideal wife. You have the ideal woman in your world? I don't want the ideal woman.
Ideal being.
Do you have the ideal being? Neither male nor female, neither limited by any aspect whatsoever? Yes. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Rex, you are a big boy. And when he jumps up and down, and the little kitten looks at him and says, gee, I wish I could jump that high. And Rex isn't even trying. So this is the way it goes. If you would love to have someone in your world, someone that you would enjoy sharing your days with and your hours with and your weeks with and your life with, be that kind of person yourself. Are you the kind of person that you would like to be with? Are you the kind of person that you would enjoy sharing in your life? Well, if you are, then you can be sure there will be other people who want to be in your world. But if you don't, then you're going to be like the little child whose parents have been talking to him and saying, this is your toy now, don't lose it, don't give it away, don't do anything. But if it's my toy, I can do what I want with it. And then the father says, how come, the cat lays right under Rex's paw. The father says, how come you left your toys in the driveway? I run over them with the car. Well, they're my toys, Dad. If it's my car, and I don't want to run over things in my car. But they're my toys. That's right. Now, if you leave them in the driveway, then that's my domain. Well, Dad, this is our house, isn't it? Don't I live here too? Don't I have some? And the answer is yes. And so we want to always realize we never possess anything. Ellen, you do that yourself. And then he won't do that. Cesar Marina, I think his name is, who is this dog whisperer, he says, whenever a dog does something it shouldn't do, you take your hand like a grip, and you go down on him and say, ugh. And then the dog immediately will feel like it's being treated by its master, and will stop doing what it's doing, and think about what it's doing. And really, that's important. It's not just to stop, but you want to think about it too. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. Rex is not possessed by these kittens, but he sure has fun with them. And he can sit down. In fact, that's what I always have him do. Sit down and relax and watch with joy and peace in your heart. I have a lady who would like a man in her life. And she says, how do I get him? She says, we've been friends for many, many years, but how do I get him as a man in my life? How do I get him as my special man? And I said, number one, don't chase him. Number two, be the kind of person that he would love to have in his life. Be so desirable, so wonderful, that his only thought is about having you in his life. And then he'll be there. But if you ever think you don't have him, then you don't have him, and he can never be in your life. If you ever think that it's something you'd like to have, then you don't have it, and it'll never be in your life. It's up to you to make that decision for yourself. And are you willing and ready and able to make that decision now, or are you going to wait for another day? Well, now is the only time there is. Now is the only moment there is. Now is the only exciting time that we have in our life. Live in the now. Live like a child does, who goes out and hasn't been told by his parents these are your toys and take care of them. And he goes and plays with them, and he's playing in his sandbox, and somebody comes along and says, can I play with your truck? And he's sure. And so they play with his truck, and he plays with something else, or maybe he has nothing. It doesn't bother him. And then the kid goes home, and he says, well, I've got to go home now. Okay, see ya. But can I have that toy? Sure, take it. You know? The little kid's not possessed by anything. He knows that his father will buy him another one. He knows that his sources are wide open. And he doesn't even think that his father will buy him another one. He just knows that when he wants something, he just tells his dad and he gets it. Or he just thinks about it and he gets it. His father said, "Oh, I want you to have all the things I didn't have when I was a child. I want you to have all these toys and all these things." You know, how many parents you heard like that? Huh? Yeah. And how many, just think if you were the king or queen and everything you had, and you had everything as a child, what could you give to your children when you had everything and they have everything? What can you give them? Well, you give them values, and you give them morals, and you give them principles. And where do the principles, morals, and values come from? Right out of you. Where do relationships come from? Right out of us. Do I like myself? Do I think I'm wonderful? And if I do, then everything is in order. Now, Ellen, little Love was here and playing with the kittens and enjoyed playing with the kittens until the kittens were no longer fascinating. And so then he wanted to go to his special throne in the TV room, in the audio video room. And so he climbs up in those chairs, and then he grabs the cover with his mouth, and he turns around and around, covers himself up, and he goes right to sleep.
Yes.
Now, Rex, when he gets tired of chasing around after these little children that are energy bound and never ending energy, he just lays down and watches. Oh, he will chase and he will dance because it's fun, but then he'll lay down because his level of energy and his level of projection is a little different than theirs.
Yes.
Now, how about yours? Are your students good? Are your students beautiful? Are your students wonderful? Ellen is learning a little thing. Little kittens love to chew on wires, and so you have to keep wires away from them that might have some sting in them, like electricity, because they might bite into it and we have a fried kitten. And we don't want to have fried kittens, do we?
No.
If you want something, be it, and it's yours. How can I be a man? Well, what is it that appeals to a man? Are you the kind of woman that appeals to a man? Or are you the kind of man that appeals to a woman? If you are, then just be that person and watch how wonderful it is. And it's your life. It's your world. Enjoy. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.